This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A multi-million-dollar housing grant will add 129 workforce housing units in northwest Colorado. The mayor of Hayden, Ryan Banks, says the town's housing situation is dire.
We have almost zero housing stock. So houses that come up for sale are sold almost immediately, and we have literally zero rental stock on the market as we speak. This will help alleviate that supply and demand.
Units will be deed restricted to between 80 and 160% of the area median income. The money is part of the state's sweeping affordable housing program. Residents in Denver should expect to receive compost bins from the city starting next month. They're part of the city's new pay-as-you-throw policy, which incentivizes recycling and composting. Officials hope the move will help lower landfill use. Low-income households can apply for a discounted rate on the city's website. The program will continue through next year. The Bureau of Land Management is considering whether to require permits and create designated campsites along a crowded stretch of the Gunnison River. That 34-mile stretch is now open to all campers, but officials say weekend congestion is out of hand. The proposed new rules would require reservations from May through September. That's on the Gunnison between Delta and Whitewater, a little southeast of Grand Junction. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts has added 7 shows for 2024. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
The 2023-24 season just got bigger with 7 more attractions. The DCPA Broadway and Cabaret added Broadway musicals like The Cher Show, Chicago, and a new production of Jesus Christ Superstar. The improvised Shakespeare Company comes to the Galleria, and Disney's Frozen returns to the stage where it made its pre-Broadway run. Dates for the subscriber pre-sale and public sale have yet to be announced. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.